Hello?
Hello, is this Ms. Chubb?
This is Kaylee.
Yes, how are you? This is Zach. You reached out to us about your property on North Dungal?
Yes.
How's your day going?
It's going all right.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, it's going good.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just trying to get an idea of what kind of price, like I'm sure you guys are investors, correct? So you would buy with a tenant in it?
Yeah, we do buy with tenants in the property, and we do hold a real estate license, just to let you know what seems to be going on. Why are you looking to sell?
Oh, well, my dad passed away when I was 23, and now I'm way older, and my family home, and so when he passed away, I didn't want it sold, so I held on, but, you know, it's not like I ever get to go out there anymore because the renters are in there, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I might as well just sell it and get a vacation property so at least, you know, my family and I can go to a house and, you know, whatever.
Where do you live now? Do you live in Virginia?
No, I live in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Well, I lost my mother 4 years ago, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And
it's tough.
Well, there's no love like a mother's love. I don't know if you have kids, but.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, I'm about 30, and, you know, we're a family organization here, just to let you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're not like, I don't know if you've ever seen like buy ugly houses or whatnot, but.
Yes. Or Kava or something. I just was talking to Kava the other day.
How do you like them?
I think.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said I think they're jerks.
Well, that's the reason why I said that, you know, we are a family, you know, business here is because, one, I know how they operate, so I'm not going to say anything bad about them, but I just know how they operate, so I completely understand with what you're saying. I imagine they came out and lowballed you an offer.
Yep, they said $285, and I was like, well, yeah, I was like, mm-mm.
Now, how much are you getting for the total in rent?
Well, the rent actually, it should be higher. It's, like, I've actually had a big bunch of issues going on with I had this realtor that I've had. She was my broker for the past 10 years. Well, she decided to retire, and she put me with this company that's, you know, managing the property that I cannot stand. I really don't like them at all. I kind of am like, I guess it's at that point where I should sell now. It should be a higher rent, and right now I get $1,500, and it should be at least $2,000. And so I'm just like, I need to jump on the ball and either list it or see what investors will offer. And usually it turns out that they lowball it. So I kind of am like trying to feel out what I should do.
So I'll be honest with you, you know, in any investor, you know, $285, that, I mean, the property, I'm familiar with the property. I haven't been inside of it. It doesn't seem like it needs a ton of work. I don't know when the last you saw it, but, I mean, what were you hoping to get for it anyway?
Well, I know it would list at like $350. I just replaced the roof and skylight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's a big expense that's off the table. So it's brand new. It's got like a 50-year warranty, all of that.
Yeah.
Other than the inside, I mean, I've done, you know, some flooring and stuff, but I'm not sure, really paint and, you know, all of that stuff. But
right. So, I mean, obviously the jerks were jerks, you know. Can't do can't do anything about that. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think that that's a bad price from an investor, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was thinking like because they said, well, usually when you buy a house, it's got to be about 20,000 you're putting in. I'm like, okay, well, then 325 would probably be like a better price point to come in at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so like just so you were thinking how much again? I'm sorry.
Well, because I know it would probably list around 350, 357, and it's in
Now,
a really great neighborhood. It's got amazing schools.
where did you get that number from? Because I think that is a little high, to be honest with you.
I saw a house sold right down the road and on Donegal Glen, and it was at 365.
Right.
Same Cape Cod style house, all of that. So I think, because it hasn't been updated. We built it in the 80s. Like my dad built that house. So it's still like the 1980, or when was it built? It was born in 1989, I think,
Yeah.
is when we built it. So
So, I mean, but you got tenants in there now. When's their lease ending?
February.
Yeah, okay. So you got that issue, and do you need the money now?
No, I
Okay.
don't need it now. I just like I'm, that's a, it's just an investment house. And so I'm like, I can hold on to it forever. I just am, I was like, well, I'll see what's happening.
Well, the best thing to do is, I mean, 285 is a reasonable number considering the following. And I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I've dealt with Cava and some others that are similar, but it's not, that's, I'm surprised they even offered that much, to be honest with you. Like, just based off them.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a bad offer, and that's as is cash, right?
Well, they sent out like this mailer. It was a check, and it said, "Well, I'd like to make this check real or something."
So basically, and then what?
Well, I texted them, and then the dude was like really like crappy, and so then I started getting snippy. I was like, "All right, listen, I
Yeah.
will hold on to it, and I don't even need you, so."
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not a bad price if they mean it, but here's the thing. I don't really think they mean it because, if it's worth three, let's say, I think probably present value, like the way that it, condition wise, it's not updated completely. I think it's probably like the 300 range, like 300, or right around like 300, to be honest. Like, that's what it would probably, like, that's what it would get. Like, if I were to list this house, I would start at like 299 and then let it get bidded up, to be honest. But if
See,
you, go
like
ahead.
I talked with a realtor, and I mean, they said it'd be at 350.
Yeah, and also, though, you got to think, they want the listing, so they're going to tell you a number for whatever it takes to get the listing. I mean,
Yeah.
that's just the nature of business. I don't need to buy a house. I don't need to list it. I know the house, I know the neighborhood, but that's their game. I'm really, we hold the real estate license, but we're really investors at heart.
Yeah.
We just create a win-win situation. So we try to give you what you want, and we try to stay in business too. And at the end of the day, I would probably start it at around 299 and then let it get bid up because you can, like, once you set it high, and like if it doesn't sell, it doesn't look good, to do price drops.
Yeah.
it's better to start low and then let it get bid up. You can, you get multiple offers, that type of thing. So it's just that's just part of the game. And, I know this neighborhood very well, and I'm very, very accustomed to it. So it's a good house, that's for sure. And
Yeah.
I think that the one you're talking about, that one was built in 87, I believe, the last what I checked. And yours is built in 87, I think. If I'm not mistaken, it was 87. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
either 87 or 89.
yeah. And to be honest, that one is nice. I mean, if you look at it, it's a nice renovation. It's got the floors, the paint, the everything that you need in order to sell. And your house is nice, but it is this one is this one's got custom cabinets. It has the custom backsplash.
Yeah.
It's got the not only the lipstick, but it's got the shiny earrings and so I don't think 285 is a bad price if you really got that offer.
Yeah.
I really don't. And if that's a cash offer, which, knowing them, they're probably going to try to renegotiate, like, you've already told me. Here's the deal. They try to lock you into a contract, and then they try to, bring you down once you're already locked into something. That's not what we're, we don't do that. And I know I'm telling you things that you probably don't want to hear, but this is what I have to do. We work with integrity here, and I just got to be honest with you. So, even if we don't do business, at the end of the day, I can say, I was honest with you. And I know they might have been jerks, but telling you the truth, if that makes me a jerk, I'm completely fine with it. But I hope that we can still, end on a good note, whether we do business or not.
Yeah.
So, and I, you live in Indiana, and I get it. It's hard to deal with. I mean, so do you don't want to manage it, right?
I don't want to what?
You don't want to manage it like property. You don't want to manage it.
Myself?
Yeah, like just like manage the tenants and stuff.
Well, it's just hard because I would have to, I mean, like if there's a problem and I can't, just pop in and see what's going on or whatever.
Yeah, well,
That's,
I mean,
and
maybe.
I really don't like that, like the management company doesn't go in there as often as I'd like. I mean, I'd like to know what the heck, because that's my childhood home. I grew up there. I lived there forever. And so I'm like, I'm sure they're, renters treat things differently than people who love the house,
How about this? Since I have property in the area, why would you consider going with a different management company? Because
I
here's the
mean,
thing.
possibly.
I mean, here's the thing. What are they charging you now?
I think it's 10%.
I mean,
So like
here's.
they get 150.
Okay. So here's the thing. How about this? Hang on one second.
Okay.
I can't hear you. Can you? I
Yeah,
can't
I
hear.
can hear you.
Can you? I'm trying to talk to you on my work phone. Can you answer it?
Am I calling me or?
Yeah.
I don't even see it coming through.
Hang on.